Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's presented by Frontier Motors, and joining us this afternoon to talk some Bucks, he's the TV voice of your Milwaukee Bucks on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Always a pleasure to welcome in Jim Paschke. Jim, how you doing this afternoon, sir?
I'm great. Ready for a game tonight. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it should be a good one. I wanted to take you back, and I know it was Gus Johnson on the call for this particular play last week, but Giannis going over Tim Hardaway, literally going over Tim Hardaway to dunk a basketball. You've seen more basketball than anybody I've ever talked to, Jim. Have you ever seen a play quite like that?
No, I have not. I saw, of course, the Vince Carter over Frederick Weiss in the Olympics on television, and I had not seen anything like Giannis going over Hardaway Jr. in person before Tuesday night. I was there, so I did get to see it, but it was spectacular.
You know, when you talk about that game in Miami the other night with Dwayne Wade being there, do you have anything you can compare that to previously about with a player return to a team and having that type of love affair between a team and a player on a night that guy returns?
Well, the one that pops into my mind is 30 years ago when Bernard King came back from injury. I happened to call that game with John McLaughlin in New York, and he had a 2.5-minute ovation at the beginning of the game, and then when they introduced him to enter the game, he had an ovation. So I've seen a few of those, of course. That one pops into mind because it coincides with Jabari coming back recently. So, yeah, there have been a few of those, but that carried Miami a little bit. They cheered everything that Dwayne Wade did the other night, and unfortunately the wheels came off in the third quarter for the Bucks. They probably should have won that game, save for that all-time low 8-point fourth quarter, or I should say third quarter.
You know, Jim, you look at this team right now, they seem to be playing well after the releasing of Jason Kidd. From your vantage point, what's been different about this team than it was under Jason Kidd?
Well, you know, that's a tough one to answer.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Well, you always get a bounce, you know, when you make a coaching change.
Correct.
So there's that. That shouldn't surprise anyone. That's typically about 2 weeks, which is where we are right now. I think the Bucks have taken advantage of the schedule. They've won 8 of 10 games. They're playing a little more freely and a little loose, which is great. I think Joe Prunty is a very good head coach. He has a good touch with the team, a good feel for the players. They like him. The players like the roster as it's constructed right now. So there's a lot of positive things going on. But we have to understand that after the All-Star break, the schedule gets a lot tougher, and we'll have a better read on all of this.
This whole deal got announced a little while ago by the Herd, bringing back Brandon Jennings, just for clarity's sake, for everybody else. All this doesn't really give the Bucks a heads up per se, other than they get to have their coaches coaching him, but he can still be signed by anybody in the league, just like the Bucks could sign him. Or if the Bucks were to sign him, they would have to cut a player off of their roster. Your thoughts on Jennings, not really technically with the Bucks, but still kind of within the organization?
Well, I happened to talk to him yesterday, did an interview with Brandon Jennings ahead of this announcement today, and it was great to see him. He's very excited to be back in Wisconsin. No promises have been made. He knows that he is getting an opportunity to show the rest of the league his talent. He's 28 years old. He has been playing in China. He went to China, played 13 games over there, and I asked him why he went to China, and he said, I needed to just clear my head and a change of pace. I wanted a change of pace, and it served a purpose. He said, I'm 28 years old. I'm looking at things differently. He has 3 children. He's more mature. I asked him if he could score 55 again, and he said, I don't know about 55, but I might be able to sneak a 50 in. He feels like his talent is still there, and he might be able to help somebody. We'll see what happens. But you're right. The Bucks can they're there at the other 29 teams in their ability to pluck him off the Herd roster.
if there was one thing that you thought this Bucks roster would need to make a push here in the second half of the season, would it be another point guard or a scorer off the bench, Jim?
Well, short term, of course, with Malcolm Brogdon and Matthew Dellavedova down, they probably could use a little more at point guard. That's an acute need. Other than that, I think Tyler Zeller has given them that extra big man. He can do a few things. We saw that in Orlando. There was a flurry of minutes where Tyler Zeller made a big difference in that game. He can rebound. He can compress a defense by running. He can do a few things. And he'll hit a three occasionally as well. But I think right now, if you had to say they needed a specific type of player, another shooter maybe. And, I'm not going to predict that Jennings is going to come up here, but he can still shoot the basketball. I don't know what they're going to do now that the trade deadline has passed. We don't know how that's going to play out. But they got a big man that can get them through the rest of the season, and they can always use shooters.
How is Henson's hamstring? Because I'll be honest with you, I was cringing for the last several games watching him play with that hamstring injury. And I just was like, if he ends up tearing this thing because he's out there, because he clearly didn't look healthy, I was going to lose my mind. Now, he didn't play in the last game out sitting with that hamstring. How's he doing?
Well, he won't play tonight, so it'll be two straight games, Sparky, that he will sit out. I will go back to the Miami game when he tweaked it and held it. We could see that he was holding his hamstring that night on Friday, but he stayed in the game. So that tells me that, it might be a small...
And that was after Whiteside ran into him going down the court.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, if it were severe, they'd be on top of that right away and he'd been gone. So, at least in my mind, and I'm taking that to mean that, allowing him to stay in meant that, it perhaps isn't too severe. But he will rest it now and try to get it back healthy for these two games, Orlando and then tonight.
The other night, this whole Joe Prunty-Jabari Parker thing, with Prunty yelling at Jabari about wanting him to repost and Jabari not reposting, what do you make of that? Have you seen that? I mean, you've called a lot of Bucks games in your career where a coach is yelling at a player and a player just not doing what the coach says.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things that went through my mind while I was watching that. Jabari was what, playing in his fourth game?
Right. He was early back. Yep.
Yeah. He's going to maybe have a little glitch here and there. We all do. He might have had a glitch and then he just faded to the corner, which is what you do in this league. And maybe you get a pass and hit a three over there. But Joe got on him a little bit. And I think my read on that is that's great because they're expecting Jabari to, pay attention and be part of this. And they're treating him like any other player. So I didn't take anything from that other than it was just, an acute situation that occurred. I don't think there's anything to that beyond, hey, you should have reposted, an older guy here and used your power against him. But beyond that, I don't think it was too big of a deal.
Jim, I want to ask you, I've always wanted to ask you this question. Cleveland, they got rid of a lot of guys and they brought in a lot of guys. How difficult is that to do a play-by-play to know that these guys come in one day and you have to play, you have to know the background of all these guys? Is that difficult or you've been doing it a long time, you can just catch up with it?
That's a great question. I think, Leroy, the answer to that is we prepare for every game. In my case, I go over the roster of the opponent every game. I double check, make sure all the stats are correct, all the pronunciations mm-hmm. are correct, the roster's correct. The thing about basketball is, and I'm fortunate, I guess, in this, and I think most people who would do this job would have the same ability, if it's even an ability. When I see a guy, when I see him facially, I'm good. It's just, being able to tell who they are. And I keep a sheet in front of me with all the particulars on it, so if you get stuck, you can look down. But, I could change out an entire team in the morning of a game if I had to.
That's nice. But I would butcher a lot of names. I would just say, I'm sorry to your family.
Well, you know what? The pronunciations are the trickiest part. Knowing who's there and on the roster is pretty simple, but getting the names right. And, you don't ever want to mispronounce a name. It happens on occasion, but ask Giannis about that. But,
right.
that's right. What I try very, very hard to get right.
That is Jim Paschke, the television voice of your Milwaukee Bucks for Fox Sports Wisconsin, and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday, presented by Frontier Motors. Jim, always a pleasure. Let's talk again soon.
My pleasure, anytime. Always enjoy being on with you guys.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
so much, buddy.
Jim Paschke joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored common-sense mortgage products since 1935.
I think you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.